It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It is time for What's for Breakfast. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. We have somebody on the line, I believe. Hello.
Hello, John.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, John. This is Noreen Hautala.
Hi, Noreen. Good. What's going on with you?
Well, I was just hearing the Las Gonzo band music, and I thought I'd call to see if you had anybody to talk with you about What's for Breakfast.
We've got you. Thank you for calling. What did you have? What did you have for breakfast?
Well, I haven't had breakfast yet, but I think I'll celebrate the beginning of October by making some oatmeal this morning because it's nice on a rainy day.
So this would be like the maiden voyage for the year, or you've been having it as of late?
No, I have friends that, you know, old codgers like me, and they eat it every day, no matter the weather. But I like it during the cooler weather, so this will be the maiden voyage, for the season, yeah.
And how do you prepare it? Is it real stuff, or is it out of the box? Do you use cream? Do you use water? How's it work for you? Tell us. Take us through the steps.
My preferred way, I don't have them right now, but my preferred way is to have actual oat groats, you know, the oat seeds, and then I put them in like a coffee grinder that I use not for coffee but other things, and just grind them up that way. So that makes them basically what people call steel cut oats, and make it with water, and then when it's done, I like to use like maple syrup and or fruits and nuts, maybe some almonds or some walnuts, and sometimes grind them up and put them in the oatmeal while it's cooking. And I like to put fruit. I still have some blueberries that I have from the previous summer, because this summer our blueberry crop, you know, as you know, almost everything got nipped by that freeze in May. So I still have frozen blueberries that I picked the summer before this one. So maybe some blueberries or, you know.
Yeah.
I have some frozen peaches that I got from the family that brings the peaches into town, the Petzold folks. So, yeah, put some fruit in it.
And then I'm a little bit confused. So when you have oats, you grind them up, so they just literally pulverized?
No. Okay. They're kind of like, you know, it chops up the seeds, so they're like a little bit chewier than like oatmeal that you get. That's the, you know, flattened white little round discs. Yeah, so it's oats, but it's just a little more hearty, if you will.
What do you have for a beverage?
Well, I start out with coffee because I'm a Finn. So I have at least two good, strong cups of coffee. And sometimes I put maple syrup in it. Sometimes I've been using lately this whipped honey with cinnamon in it that I get from the honey bear fella at the farmer's market in Grand Rapids.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
But I'm just a little bit confused here about, not you, but overall, it seems like over the years, people are having breakfast much, much later. I would say 60% to 70% of the people we talk to have not had their breakfast yet by 7:45. What's going on with that? Is that where you've always been?
Well, when I was a kid going to school, of course, my dad actually would make breakfast. He would make often at this time of year, and into the winter, he would make hot cereal, and it would be ready when we came downstairs for getting ready for school. But my adult years, I tend to get up. First thing I do is drink some good water. Like, I go to Jacobson to the artesian well to get my water. And so I drink a good glass of water, you know, take the old vitamins, and then have a couple cups of coffee with either maple syrup or honey in it, which gives me a certain amount of energy. And then I usually attend to things around the house or out in the yard, and then make my breakfast later. So usually breakfast is for me is probably about a brunch time for other people.
Do you have any pets, Noreen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Do I ever.
What do you got?
Last November, after a couple of years of being dogless, I got a puppy, and she is just, every single person that has ever met her has said, wow, she's got a lot of energy. So she's black lab and German short hair, and she just turned one in September. So these days I start every day with human puppy all-star wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Don't you just love our dogs? Don't you just love dogs?
Oh, yeah. I love all animals pretty much, yeah. But I'm pretty much a dog person. So her name is Rowney.
Rowney?
And her, yep, R-A-U-N-I, like sauna. And her nickname is Tornado Girl because that's kind of descriptive of how she is.
A whirling dervish. I don't know if you were listening last Thursday when Heidi and I were on here, and a wolf, a brush wolf or a coyote ran by our window here in town. That was crazy.
Oh, wow.
Never seen.
No, I did not hear that.
Never seen anything like that before at all. And as I speak right now, there's about 5 rabbits and 7 chickadees here checking me out. We have companions every morning here on the morning show.
That's probably why the coyote or the wolf came by.
Yeah,
because
rabbits
would be a great breakfast.
Yeah. Wait,
talk to the wolf about what's for breakfast is like rabbit would be delicious breakfast for me.
What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm going to continue canning. I started canning. I canned with my mom and my grandma as a kid, and then I hadn't done it in years. And I just thought, with what was going on last year, doing more things at home, and I grow a kind of a humble garden, but I started canning last year. I did beets and salsa and apple butter. And so I'm canning again this year, and I'm going to be making my second batch of salsa.
All right. That sounds fantastic. Why are you a member of KAXE, KBXE?
Well, do you have a few days? I could talk about that for a long time. Well, mostly because it's a connection of hearts and minds. It reminds me of some of the bush radio in Alaska where people live long distances away from one another, and they stay in touch, and they find out how people are doing and who needs what, if somebody needs help, and celebrate different, milestones and grieve together when somebody crosses over. And so to me, it's mostly a connection of hearts and minds and really a good grassroots community builder, and it's community owned and operated, and being a Finn, we believe in cooperatives, and I just think KXE is one of our greatest assets in this area besides the beautiful lakes and forests.
That's beautiful, Noreen, and today is New Member Friday, and becoming a member, has that set you back financially? Have you had to
I make special accommodations to try to increase my sustained membership regularly. Like every year or two, I just add a little bit more.
Sustaining member, we thank you so much for that and all your kind comments. Now, listen, Homestead Mills is our sponsor. What do you want, country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes?
Well, I'll have to go with the burwa, like my dad would say, the hot cereal, because that's kind of how you say it in Finnish. So I'll try the hot cereal.
All right.
It has a country blend before. It's good.
It'll show up at your doorstep in a cream-colored linen bag one of these days soon.
Right on. All right, thanks. Good to talk with you
You're
this morning.
You're good to
morning.
Talk to
thank
you.
Thank you and all the other staff so much with just the incredible dedication and love and help that you gave everyone by holding down the radio station when you couldn't have volunteers. So thank you, John.
Thank you, dear. See you later. Hey, have a good weekend. Have a lot of fun canning.
Oh, yeah, after more All-Star Puppy Wrestling.
Okay, round two. We are friends.